We are learning a new Masechta, Masechta Sanhedrin, and Masechta Sanhedrin deals with, obviously, with Sanhedrin, with Bezdin, with different type of Bote Dinim. We have a Bezdin of 3, a Bezdin of 23, a Bezdin of 71, and the Masechta goes further, handling Edim, handling which people we could be dan. You see a melech, it could be can't go to Bezdin. Then at the end of the Masechta, it talks about the Dal Mises Bezdin, the Fin Oinchim, the Mises Bezdin. But the first parak deals with Bezdin, with Smicha, and different things, which type of Bezdin it needs. It needs Bezdin of 3, or of 23, or of 71. And with that, we'll start this Mishnah. This Mishnah is a long Mishnah, and it goes to Laman Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. Then when you pass in Dinei Mamonos, you have 3 Dayanim, and we'll see what Dinei Mamonos means in the Gemara. Gzelos V'Chabalos. Gzelos v'chabalos. What's gzelos? Gzelos is obvious case would be someone stole something from someone and you go to Bezdin, or it's someone's koifer b'bekadon, which means someone gives you something for safekeeping and you say you deny, you never got it. Or you shaleach bayad, which means a shomer started using something, he's called a gazlan. So he goes to Bezdin, you need 3. V'chabalos. Chabalos is if someone else hurts his friend, where you pay chamisha dvarim, nezek, tzar, ripa, sheves, abayshas. So such a thing also needs a bezdin of 3. And the Gemara is going to ask that dinim mamonos, doesn't that include gzeilus v'chabalos? What's dinim mamonos? That's going to be Gemara's kasha. So you have to know what dinim mamonos v'shloisha means. Dinim mamonos v'shloisha and gzeilus v'chabalos v'shloisha. Nezek v'chatzi nezek. Tashlumi keifel shumah v'chamisha. Also v'shloisha. Nezek is if a shar hamuid hurts someone or a adam is mazik. That's nezek. And really it's included in chabalos. The Gemara will ask that kasha. And chatzi nezek is for tam. Tashlumi keifel is someone who's paying keifel for a geneva. And tashlumi abav chamisha is someone who steals a shar or seh and then shechs it or sells it. The halacha is he pays 4 or 5. 4 for seh and 5 for a shar. Also, the din is paskin with 3 dayanim. Bishloisha. Ha'oines v'amafata. Ha'oines is someone who forces Isha, and Mafata is someone who convinces Isha, Vamaitzi Shemra, or he gets married and he claims that she was Mizana before that. Bishloisha also, it's with 3 Dayanim. The Rameh, Vachamayrim, Maitzi Shemra, Bessim, Shloisha, Mizanash by Dinan Fashas. Maitzi Shemra is possible to come to Dinan Fashas, because if we find out she was Mizana, she was Arusa and she was Mizana, then she's Chayiv Misa. Therefore, you pass in those Dinim with 23 Dayanim. And the Gemara will explain every single case in our Mishnah. Makois, when it comes to giving Malkus, Beshloisha is 3 Dayanim. Shemesh Shmuel Omer Be'esim Beshloisha, you need 23 Dayanim when it comes to Malkus. Ibur HaChodesh, Beshloisha. When you want to extend a month, it's Beshloisha. Extending a month usually happens if Edim don't come, so then you add another day to the Chodesh. Ibur HaShana, which means there they sit down and decide if the seasons warrant to add another month to the year, so that's Beshloisha as well. 3 Dayanim decided. The Rameh Shemuel Gamil says, no, when it comes to Ibur HaShana, that it says, you start with 3 to decide if it's even a year that's warranted to be worked on. And then with 5 they handle back and forth. And if the final decision is done with 7 dayanim. So if they did only 3, it works. It works the ma'aseh of the Eved. Smichas zakenim. What does smichas zakenim mean? So Rashi learns smichas zakenim means Arosh par helm davar shel tzibur. That when the ganza oilam does a chait, the whole klaizer does a chait, they bring a par helm davar shel tzibur, and the zakenim do the smicha. How many zakenim need? We'll see, you need 3. By rifas egla, the same thing by egla, rufo also has that they come and say, yedenu l'shav kos adam. It's also with 3 dayanim. Divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda imer b'chamisha. Rav Yehuda says that it's with 5 dayanim, not 3 dayanim. On the word smicha zakenim, the Pirush Mishnayos, I think, learns that it might mean the regular din smicha, we call smicha. To make a smicha, to make someone a samuch, you need 3 dayanim. I think I said a Pirush Mishnayos learns, not like Rashi who learns, it means param dav shal tzivar. So that's b'shloisha the Rav Shimon. Yehuda imer b'chamisha, you need 5. Hachalitza v'ami'unim b'shloisha. Chalitza, we know what chalitza is, that someone dies without children, the man dies, so then his brother has to be miyabim, this brother who dies, wife. But if she doesn't want, you do chalitza. So chalitza is with 3 vami'unim v'shloisha, and miyun is a 3. Miyun is someone is a girl who's married with a Kedushin Darabanan. For example, her father's not alive, so her brother or her mother married her off. It's only Kedushin Darabanan. You don't need to get. All she has to do is say, I don't want this marriage, and she goes out. It's also a Shleisha. So Rashi says, Mi'unim yisoyim b'katana shesiua ima v'achel adaita, yoytzav lo'y get, b'miyan. She goes out of the Miyam, calls man Shloy God, Dotachtov, and Zok Rashi, Uvi Shloysha Be'ino. You need three. The Chol Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein De Raisa Tikkun. Because just like by the Raisa, you need three, so Rabbanan you need three. So what does it mean you need three? What does it mean Ke'ein De Raisa? So Pashtar don't mean like a get. So say a get needs three, so he also needs three. And that's how Noid of Yehuda learns, Taka, that when Rashi says that it means Ke'ein De Raisa means like a get. The problem is that we know a get does not need a bezdin. That's a kasha. Zokter Rashash, Hanoid Bihuda, v'chein v'toyser v'kriyega v'inu d'rotz loyim v'kein get shal toira v'kol b'zeh. They asked, the heichem atzinu v'get shi'tzorach gimel. Zokter Rashash, v'liyav shaloyim v'ad ha'kavonosa ha'chalitza shi'kein miyon shayovo memayin liyavmo k'sime yovmi. What it means kein deraisa means kein chalitza. And chalitza needs three, like the we learn from Sukkim, the chalitza needs three. And the Gemara in Yevamos learns that from Sukkim, so that's what it means ke'ein de'araisa, because miyan is similar to chalitza. Neter avai ma'isa sheni she'ein dom v'duin. Now neter avai is the halacha is that if you mechal the fourth year of arla, first 3 years of arla, you can't eat it at all. The fourth year, you bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it. The same thing with ma'isa sheni, you bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat. Sometimes you have too much peiros. And it's too much to bring it up, and it might get spoiled as well. So what do? You paid it, but you don't know the values. You have to go to a bezdin to get it evaluated. So net the revayah, ma'aseh shen shen don't do in b'shloisha. You need a bezdin of three. Ha'kdoisha is b'shloisha. When it comes to a hektish, that also you're being paid the hektish, you need three to evaluate. Ha'erichim ha'metaltim, ha'erichim that ha'metaltim. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. B'shloisha, you need three to evaluate. Hu'doimer echam hem koyin. One of those three should be a koyin. Va'karkoyis. If you're valuing the kakoyis for erichin, then tisha v'koyin, then it's nine and a koyin. Again, we'll have to see in the Gemara what it means, arachin. V'odom keitzbem. Same thing is, if you're makdish adam, also you need 10. Like Rashi speaks out, the Gemara's going to ask, is it adam kadosh? We'll see in the Gemara. Now that's all din and mamonis. Din and fashois, be'esim and shloisha. Din and fashois has to be a bezin of 23. Haroiva v'arnirva v'esim v'shloisha. Haroiva v'arnirva is a behema that's either reveya isha or a ish is opposite. A roiva is a behema that's reveya isha. Yeah? V'arnirva is a ish that's mezana with a behema. That's a nirva. So both those cases, even to kill the behema, you need esim v'shloisha. How do we know? Shunava rakta is a isha v'esa behema. V'oima v'esa behema ta'aroigu. And we learn out that it's a hekish. Umakish the isha to the behema to the isha rather, just like the isha needs 23, the behema needs 23, a bezin 23 to kill him also. Shara niskal, which means a shar that killed a person, also bezin shloisha, to give him skill, you need 23. Shnemas, a shar yisokal, v'gam ba'al of yumas. Like Rashi points out, v'gam ba'al of yumas, the baal doesn't get killed, the owner does not get killed if his shar kills someone. So what's the gamba of yumas to make a hekesh? Kamisa bayal and kach misa ashar. That just like when misa bayal need 23, same thing in misa ashar. Then the Mishnah says that hazei va'ari va'hadoi va'anom va'bardlis va'hanochosh misas v'esem shloisha. These animals, if they kill a person, they get skila even before they're muad, they're automatic muad. So a zev is a wolf, ari is a lion, hadoi is a bear, anom is a leopard, va'bardlis is a huge shiloh, what it is. Some say Rashi's mashma is a skunk, but Tosha says, "What do you mean? It can't be a skunk. It's not so wild animals." Some say it's a bobcat. It might be like a small little lion, a bobcat, and it's a wild animal. Vanochash and a snake. Misasam ve'esav shloisha. The misa is with 23. Again, you need the best of 23. Lezo aimer kol hakoidim lahargon zacha. These animals, since they're so dangerous, whoever goes kills them first, the Zaycha, they go kill them. We haven't seen the Gemara what that means. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Misasam Asim Shloisha. Sounds like the same thing at Tanakama. It's Misasam with 23. And in the next recording, we'll continue from here, middle of the Mishnah. We're holding right here where it says Misasam Asim Shloisha.